It's quiet upstairs at the Patwise Animal Shelter. Cats and kittens hang out in their cages. Most are happy to take time from their naps to rub their faces against an outstretched hand. The relative silence is a huge improvement. For many years, cats and dogs were housed in the same space downstairs. Dogs in kennels lining the walls, cats caged in the center. That proximity was less than ideal for both species. Eddie Blackwood is director of the borough's Animal Protection Department.
The primary concern before we started this renovation was to find a separate place for cats away from the dogs to relieve the stress on the cats and the dogs.
The buildings upstairs had mostly been used to store archived documents, but the borough found another place for those, and that nearly doubled the space available for shelter operations and provided that all-important separate cat area.
It would also give us an opportunity to have a room for feral cats. It would give us an opportunity to have an isolation unit for sick cats and also an impound room for cats. So we're really covering all the bases with regards to our cat population. And also with the dogs, we've got an area where the dogs can be in main viewing. We've got a small isolation area and a quarantine area. So as far as management of the population goes, it's enhanced all the way around.
Renovation work started in June, and Borough Public Works Director Alex Pira says while that is a fairly long time, the work was nearly all done by borough staff.
We contracted out electrical and mechanical, but all the other work was done in-house, and we have one guy doing all the work.
Those interior renovations should be completed in mid-January, and Pira says that's when exterior renovations will begin, resulting in essentially a new building when it's all done.
Eddie's needs turned into just a full building renovation. And it's never been renovated since it was constructed in the early 80s, so it was past due.
One of the biggest structural changes to the shelter is a new interior staircase. Before, you had to go outside and climb an exposed metal staircase on the side of the building. There's also new flooring and lighting, new insulated ceiling tiles, newly painted walls, and new washers and dryers to keep animal bedding clean. The upstairs has a room designated for feral cats, a special exam room for when the veterinarian visits, and a space for quarantined cats that doubles as Blackwood's office.
After we worked everything out, Eddie was out a desk and an office space. So that's fine. I just hang out with the cats. But it works well, and it gives us the extra space we need for the animals.
Blackwood adds that when the interior renovation is complete, they're going to look into new, larger cat kennels in the main viewing area.
So it allows for people who want to spend time with the cats to actually go in with the cat.
They also hope to improve the dog kennels or maybe purchase new ones if the budget allows. Downstairs, just three dogs sit in separate kennels, looking out hopefully as everyone passes by. Renovation work is still ongoing there, but the shelter eventually will have special dog quarantine areas and, they hope, a space for the visiting veterinarian. Downstairs also is the main entrance to the shelter and is where the public restroom is located. Pira says for that area, the borough focused on improving accessibility.
The layout of the restroom has changed to accommodate the ADA lavatory and toilet. This wall here, we had to incorporate. We create more space in here, so we move this wall farther out, and now we're full compliant with turning radius and whatnot for wheelchair in here. Out in the hallway, the existing hallway used to be the same width all the way to the door.
But for ADA compliance, they expanded the width near the entryway to provide space for turning. Because the work was done in-house, Pira says the borough was able to save a lot of money.
We kind of estimated that if we were to bid this project out to a contractor who then would hire his subcontractors, probably would have been twice.
It took longer, but the borough didn't have to move out while work progressed. Shelter staff just worked around the construction, and Blackwood says that wasn't a problem.
Yeah, no disruption at all. We just move things as we need to move them, and if we need to move some kennels somewhere, we're very flexible at this point.
The overall project is expected to come in close to the budgeted $190,500 for the interior renovation. Exterior work will begin in mid-January. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.